Real 104 FM, catching up with Christine Dorsey from Neighbourhood Support, just making sure it's not Neighbourhood Watch. We're not watching out, we're supporting the neighbourhood and the community. How are you? Good morning.
I'm great, thanks. How are you, Dan?
I'm good. Yeah, some people would think of Neighbourhood Watch, they talk about Neighbourhood Watch, but it's so much more than that these days.
Yes, absolutely. It has changed to being much more than that, and it's about supporting our neighbours, having safe communities, resilient communities, and connecting with others. Those are the three things that Neighbourhood Support is trying to do.
Now, talking about three things, last week you shared an initiative with another group of people and did Three Steps for Life.
Yes, absolutely. So basically, this is a St. John program. St. John runs the Three Steps for Life program. Neighbourhood Support organised it, and the Business Hive hosted it by letting us have their rooms, which was wonderful. So we put 27 people through last Monday, which was fabulous. And Three Steps for Life is absolutely vital. It's a great program. It only takes 45 minutes, and it was free, and it was open to the whole community.
So what is it? What is it about?
Okay, so the three steps are, first of all, ring 111, and we're all pretty good at that. Secondly, start CPR. And because of all the great first aid courses many of us do, many of us are pretty good at that as well. Mm-hmm. Thirdly, it's use a defibrillator. And that's the bit where people get a bit nervous. And there's also issues around where those defibrillators are. So it's really important to use one. So it's either called a defibrillator or an AED.
Yep.
And it stands for Automated External Defibrillator. And it's a device that delivers an electric shock through the chest to the heart when it detects an abnormal rhythm, and it changes that rhythm back to normal. And so these devices are really crucial in emergencies when someone is experiencing a sudden cardiac arrest. They are quite complex machines, but they're very easy to use. So if they analyse the rhythm, and if it's necessary, they deliver defibrillation to help the heart get that rhythm going again. But having access to an AED and knowing how to use it is very critical, because it significantly improves the chance of survival in a cardiac arrest. So that's why we did it. And now we have 27 more people who are trained and using them in the community. And, we're really thrilled about that, because it can be the difference between life and death.
And there are a lot of public buildings around Oamaru and around the Waitaki district with defibrillators in them.
Yes, there are. And I think that's what we all need to educate ourselves on, where they are.
Yeah.
So you can actually just Google AED locations, or you can download the AED app, which is really crucial that we do this, because I can't imagine, if you're panicking in an emergency and someone's lying on the floor, you don't want to be having to look up online where their closest AED is. So most incidents happen at home. So it's not just important to know where the closest one is at your work, but also where the closest one is at your home. And obviously, it also depends whether you are the only person there, because if you're the only person there, you are going to continue doing CPR and you're not going to move, unless an AED is close by and you can get that within sort of 1 to 2 minutes, then you would probably do that. But otherwise, you'd start CPR straight away and keep doing that and talking to the person on the other end of the 111 call, which you'd already done. But yes, if someone else is there and you can send them off to get an AED, absolutely, that's going to make a big difference. In fact, I know Carol Harding, who is the wonderful St. John person who is very passionate about this program. She was just telling us all that recently they had an incident in our area where someone grabbed the AED from a local shop, and the person ended up walking out of hospital. So that's just fabulous.
That's what it's about, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, those devices, I do a refresher course for my practicing license, electrical, every 2 years. And the last course they did, they showed us through how to use the AED, and as they do every time. Some of those advances are happening, you know, with courses, refresher courses and things that go through. excuse me. the way it talks you through, the way it guides you through, it could be really intimidating at the outset, but really it tells you exactly what you need to do step by step. So you shouldn't be frightened of it, but knowing what to do and how to do it is a good thing as a heads up.
Yeah, absolutely. I think just having practiced where to stick on the pads and everything else. Mm. But you are right. If you had never had anything to do with one before, if you just grabbed it and pushed the button to turn it on, it will actually talk to you. So they're very clever devices.
Mm. Yeah, they are. Those advances in technology. So that's a great initiative. More of these kinds of things coming up?
Yes, look, as I say, St John is really invested in this, as is Neighbourhood Support and the Business Hive. So we'll probably do another one in the middle of the year, and I'll be putting that out publicly, and then again at the end of the year, because each time we've done them, like this is probably the fourth time we've done them, there's great uptake on people signing up, because it's not much of your time. It's like 45 minutes, and it's very reassuring, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Very cool. And just remind us where that list of available defibrillators are.
So just Google AED locations and it will come up.
Okay. And some of the other stuff that you do as far as Neighbourhood Support is concerned, if people want to find out a wee bit more, get involved possibly, how can they go about that?
Well, they can contact me. So Waitaki Neighbourhood Support has a Facebook page, which we always encourage people to join up with. Or they can email me at waitaki@ns4neighbourhoodsupport.otago.nz. And that's really good if people make contact. So we're getting a continuing number of people, individuals and groups of people joining up with Neighbourhood Support. So, in fact, I'm off to Avoca Drive tomorrow night. So they are really keen to get it established in their street. So we'll set that up. Everyone will join up and I will assist them with helping set up a WhatsApp chat group, because we find that is actually really good in streets to have. So you can immediately communicate with your neighbours. And it's about good things as well as bad things. Mm. I notice in some of the chats, it's quite amazing the amount of vegetables and fruit that gets shared.
Perfect.
So that's great.
It's not just there's a suspicious character walking down the road, or do you know this, or anybody seen that car, what's the story? But really positive things like that.
Absolutely.
Which builds a community, which is what it's all about.
And that's right. And we know that if you have that sense of connection with your neighbours and that sense of community, if we have some kind of disaster, we know that you'll be more likely to go and check on Mrs. Jones down the road and make sure she's okay, which is obviously what we're all about.
Mm. Fantastic. Good stuff. Thanks for your time, Christine. We'll catch up again next month and we'll make this a regular thing, because there's so much going on and so many events throughout the year that you're dealing with. So, look forward to it.
Thanks so much, Dan. See you later.